As we've been reporting, the withdrawal of U.S. troops from northern Syria is having an enormous impact on the Kurdish minority there. Kurdish fighters have served alongside U.S. military personnel for decades in Syria and Iraq. And that's bringing back memories for American military veterans.
My name is George Dumain. In March or April of 1991, I was deployed to the Turkish-Iraqi border for Operation Provide Comfort in the first Gulf War. And I worked in a medical supply company, so we set up a tent city. We set up medical supplies with blankets and baby bottles and medication for the Kurds who had been basically...
Dumain went into northern Iraq to provide relief to Kurdish fighters and their families. This was in 1991, after Saddam Hussein's forces had attacked the Kurds.
The first time I went into the tent city when it started being populated with Kurds was the children that I noticed. They kept running, George Bush number one, George Bush number one. It was really cool to see. They were like so excited, hey, you know, the recent news. It brought it all up, and you know, all those memories came back, and all those kids now that I saw are all grown men, and they probably got their own families, and it's just, you know, a really sad thing to think about.
Our next voice is from the second Gulf War, which began in 2003.
My name is Brandon Davis, and I served with the Civil Affairs Detachment in northern Iraq, living and working amongst the Kurds in Duhok. We basically lived among and operated among the Iraqi Kurds there in Duhok and that whole entire region. What we had is the Peshmerga commander gave us a group of Peshmerga to help protect our little safe house complex. It was our experience that they had skin in the game. They had a tradition of fighting. They fought against Saddam's forces for decades. I felt like we're allies. Now I feel like we have basically used them.
Kurdish fighters known as the Peshmerga provided security for U.S. troops in Iraq a decade ago. One final voice is from the current conflict in Syria.
Yeah, my name is Jeremy. I am a medevac pilot with the U.S. Army, and I spent the better part of 2017 living up in northern Syria in a town called Kobani. Our cooks were Kurds on the camp that we lived on, and they would try to make meals for us that they thought we would want as Westerners. So, you know, fried chicken and tacos and whatever else. And to a man, we looked forward to Thursday nights, which was local night. They would make their kebabs, they would make their baba ganoush, they would make whatever, you know, the local fare was. And we found a way to connect with each other, even in areas where we only had so many translators, over meals and over fellowship at the end of a hard day where, you know, we don't know what had happened on the battlefield in their lives, but we just knew that these guys that were there guarding us and protecting us and even at times feeding us, we were supporting their brothers and sisters in arms with weapons and with money and with food and with training. And so when you think about having dinner with somebody and then you leave them alone and leave them kind of exposed to whatever they're exposed to now, it becomes more than just a political issue. It becomes a relational issue. I mean, it's frustrating because at the same time, you know, I got to trust the leadership that is instilled in the military. You know, we have a chain of command for a reason, right? But on the other hand, I'm a human and I see the human cost. I don't want the lives to have been lost in vain, especially the ones that worked so hard to serve the world, not just me and not just my friends that didn't come into any peril because they were guarding our camp. You know what I mean? And every time I read the news, I just get a little more angry.
Thoughts today about the role that Kurdish forces have had in U.S. military operations. The voices we heard there were George Dumain, Brandon Davis, and Jeremy, who didn't want us to use his last name because he's still active in the military. Our newsroom appreciates hearing from the veterans community to help us with our reporting on defense and the military. Get in touch with us by emailing veterans@theworld.org. That's veterans@theworld.org.